This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved the Semicon 2.0 with a budgetary outlay of 1,27,500 crore rupees to strengthen India's semiconductor design and manufacturing ecosystem. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced about the cabinet decisions while briefing media in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet also cleared the mobile phone manufacturing scheme with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees.
Today, Cabinet approved the mobile phone manufacturing scheme with a total outlay of 62,500 crore rupees over a period of 5 years. The scheme provides a wide range of incentives to promote domestic sourcing, as India has now developed a strong manufacturing ecosystem and many mobile phone components are being exported from the country. Under the scheme, cumulative production worth around 39 lakh crore rupees is expected and around 60,000 new direct jobs will be created.
3,000 direct jobs may create.
In other major decisions, the government gave the nod to the development of an over 43-kilometer-long 6-lane and 4-lane elevated corridor connecting National Highway 31 and the Varanasi Ring Road along the River Varuna for decongestion of Varanasi City in Uttar Pradesh. The cabinet also cleared a 6-lane greenfield elevated corridor covering over 46 kilometers between National Highway 19 and Varanasi Ring Road in Uttar Pradesh on hybrid annuity model, improving urban mobility. It approved two multi-tracking projects covering four districts across Odisha and Jharkhand, expanding the Indian Railways network by about 145 kilometers. The cabinet also cleared the national investment policy for Urea 2026 for Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, between India and the United Kingdom came into effect today. Simultaneously, the agreement on social security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention, also became effective, reinforcing the mobility and competitiveness of Indian professionals in the United Kingdom. The landmark deal grants zero-duty access to 99% of Indian exports in the UK market. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasized that these agreements will significantly expand market access, strengthen trade and services, and facilitate greater mobility for professionals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said CETA will give a fresh momentum to India's farmers, entrepreneurs and MSMEs, along with several vibrant sectors gaining stronger access to the UK market. In an article in an English daily, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal assured that the agreement safeguards sensitive farm products such as dairy, vegetables, apples, edible oils, oats, millets, cooking oils and others by placing them in the sensitive list. He added that no duty concessions have been granted to the UK on these items. The first Indian shipment to the United Kingdom after the operationalization of the free trade agreement between two countries was flagged off by UK Deputy High Commissioner Chandru Iyer in Bengaluru. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the government is making efforts through various schemes to provide the benefits of scientific research directly to the farmers. The minister said this while addressing the ICAR technology portfolio for Corporate Social Responsibility Conclave 2026 in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with European Union Commissioner for Startups, Research and Innovation Ekaterina Zaharieva at Brussels in Belgium. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said during the meeting they discussed opportunities for research in clean and green energy technologies. The U.S. reimposed a naval blockade on Iran and intensified its airstrike campaign today in retaliation for Tehran's attacks on ships trying to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard threatened today to halt all energy exports from West Asia over the blockade. In FIFA World Cup football, defending champions Argentina will take on England in the second semi-final match at Atlanta in the US tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.